Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
X-Man and San Franklin is a powerhouse in the gospel music industry. She, oh my gosh, you don't want to miss this upcoming interview right after her latest song, I Choose Free. My name is the X-Man and this is Real Gospel.
My victory comes from
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I am so honored to be joined by this powerhouse in the music industry. She has graced the projects of the likes of Donnie McClurkin, CeCe Winans, the Newsboys, Beverly Crawford, Yolanda Adams, the late Aretha Franklin, Jill Scott, Vashawn Mitchell, Casting Crowns, the Clark Sisters, and many, many others. I'm talking about the one and only Sam Franklin. Thank you for joining us on Real Gospel.
Oh, thank you, X, for having me. It is a pleasure to be here. I'm very, very humbled to be here. Hey, this is the big boy section.
Well, I appreciate that. And I am just elated, like I said, to have you on the program because I've been following your work for so many years. And many people, we hear your voice, but a lot of people don't quite. It's like a musician. You see the musician in the background sometimes, but you never really focus on them. But they're a very important part of the music and how everything is put together. And so for individuals whom I always like to say just found Christ yesterday and they're not familiar with the gospel music and how we do things, just tell them a little bit about yourself, how you grew up, how you first fell in love with Jesus.
Well, I am Sam Franklin, Grisanthia Franklin, to those who know me. Nickname Sam. I am born in Memphis, raised in Chicago, took a little time in Oakland, Bay Area, California, and I've been here in Nashville for about 18 years. Accepted Christ at the age of 6, and I came from a singing family. My father was a singing preacher. He was a quartet singer, and so I watched singing all my life. I've been in church all of my life. I never wanted to be a singer. That was not my goal. I wanted to do hair and to do clothes. My mother, she was a clinical psychologist, but she also owned a tailoring business. And so I learned clothes and patterns and fabrics, and so I wanted to be a fashion icon and own this string of beauty shop. That was my goal. But I also did sing, and about the age of 7, I started singing in the choir. And I remember my first song, X-Men, was my first song was "Come By Here" by the Hawkins, "Kumbaya," you know, and "Come By Here." And when I was singing that song, I was singing the verse, and then when I got to the part, "Somebody needs you, Lord," I broke down and started crying. I was like, what in the world? I'm only 6 years old. But there was this feeling that came over me. Hallelujah. There was this feeling that came over me, that comes over me every time I sing from that day until now. And so at that moment, I knew that this was the call that God had for me. When I got about 17, I had been singing in high school and everything. They used to call me Lil Vanessa Bell, Lil Vanessa Bell Armstrong, because I love Vanessa Bell Armstrong and also Phoebe Snow. So I was very captivated by commercials and jingles and stuff when I was a teen. And I remember at about 17, I got a call from my high school friend. She was like, somebody wants you to sing a demo. Sing a what? Sing a demo. So it was at that age of 17, I did my first R&B demo for somebody, and it opened up the session world. I started singing background for a number of artists in Chicago. I've worked with so many, many producers in Chicago, Percy Beatty, Darius Brooks, so many Chicago legends. And then from there, I was entering into college. I was going to Wayne State University in Detroit. I said, I'm going to chill for a little semester. I'm going to go to Detroit. Off-Broadway play called The Gospel at Colony, starring Robert Earl Jones, which is the father of James Earl Jones, and T.C. Carson, which you all will know him as.
Wow.
Kyle on Living Single. The one and only Carolyn Johnson. She's from the New York, the church in New York, I can't think of, Institutional.
Yes.
She's from Institutional, so it was her and quite a few other people, and we were all traveling with that play called The Gospel at Colonus. You can look it up. And it was off Broadway. It had come off Broadway. I was traveling with them. They went to California. I went. And ended up being at Love Center Ministries with the Bishop Walter Hawkins for 12 years. And so from there, I worked with so many greats in the music industry. I began my music palate begin to open up, if you will, because if you hang around Walter, you understand that music mm-hmm. is language, and it is the language that God has given us to speak around the world, even when we haven't learned that dialect. And so I began to appreciate Barbara Streisand. I began to listen to A Tower of Power. I began to listen to An Earth, Wind, and Fire and the horns and why they laid this and that. So it opened up my musical palette. And from there, I began to work with so many other artists. And it just prepared me for coming to Nashville. And I became a sessionist, a contractor in the city where I contract people to do sessions. And it has afforded me the opportunity to work with. I think my first session when I moved here in 2000 was the Newsboys, who was one of the biggest CCM male groups, now headed by Michael Tate from DC Talk. My talent is you know, when I was tasting back then, now I've managed to cook that same kind of food. And so I've been called to work on sessions with Kenny Loggins and Jill Scott and Christina Aguilera, Heather Headley. I've done pilot vocals, which mean I lay the vocal and then they do what I do on the album for so many artists. So a lot of times I'm listening to stuff and I'm like, hey, they did what I did, you know. So it has afforded me great, great, great opportunities. Patty Austin, the one and only Greg Sealing Gang. So many people, you know, I tell people, you know, even though I'm saved, I'm a pastor, I'm a prophet and all that kind of stuff. Let your talent make you money, but let your gift bless the body. And so God has afforded me the opportunity to do both. And I'm very, 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 very humbled that finally my own work is here.
You know, that is so amazing. I mean, I literally know probably 9 out of 10 of all the artists that you have played, and not personally, no, but I've been in the music industry on the secular end and now on the gospel end for over 20 years. So I've played a lot of that music, and I'm very familiar with 9 out of 10 of all the people that you just named. And I am just, I'm like, wow, I get it. I totally get it. I mean, you know, so.
And it's only God. Yes. It's only God, X-Man. You know, even in the R&B, even in the bluegrass, you know, 2 years ago, which is 2020, I think 2018, 5 of the works that I had done were nominated for Grammys. 5 albums that I had contributed to in some kind of way were all nominated for Grammys. And guess what? They were all in different categories.
Wow.
You know, so sometimes we are so apt to go after the spotlight, but it is the background work, it is the ranging work, it is the lyric work that will keep you eternally booked. Since everybody's trying to be booked these days, listen, I'm telling you, writing, arranging, and that's what's gonna keep you eternally booked, because those checks come in when ain't nobody on tour.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that the truth? You know? I mean, when those checks come in, see when people, I'm not even going to go down that road. Let's stick to, you know, because there's nothing like getting paid for the gifts and the opportunities that God has given unto you, so that you don't have to go stand before the people and say, we need those tithes and offerings. I mean, you know, I'm just going to leave that alone. But You worked with, and we'll get right into the project, I promise. You worked with another gospel great, which is the Reverend Clay Evans. What was it like to work with him?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that was my uncle by marriage.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so I grew up under him. We went to fellowship when I was 10 years old, and I was there until I moved till I was about 23 years old. So he was actually my second pastor, but the first pastor that I knew what a pastor was. And so that's where I learned not to be a punk in the gospel and to stand up for what I believe, because he wasn't no punk. Mm. Listen, I grew up with Farrakhan coming in our pulpit, so
wow.
I ain't scared of nothing. But yeah, he was an amazing, amazing tutor and mentor. And about a year before he passed, I had called just to check on him. And I wanted him to pray for me. And he said, no. He called me Sandy. He said, Sandy, I'm not going to pray for you. I want you to pray for me today. He said,
wow.
You've made it now. You've gotten what it is I've been teaching you all these years and showing you all. And so he was something to behold. And he was the father of all preachers. He was the godfather for real. And so I thank God for being at fellowship, you know, because I learned what choir singing was, but I also learned how to drive a song, and I also learned how to pace myself in preaching, you know. So I learned so much, and then to go from him to Walter Hawkins was just a vegetable world.
Amen. Amen. So let's talk about the Free Project. Let us know what's going on with the Free Project.
Well, the Free Project was released September 25th. What a wonderful birthday present for me. My birthday was the 24th.
You're the live and album release. Yes. Live recording.
Yeah. It was an amazing, amazing project. It is an amazing, amazing project. And unlike a lot of people who say, oh, you know, this is my inspiration for writing this, it wasn't so much inspiration for me that brought the Free Project to fruition. It was pain. It was divorce. And it was not knowing I was bound until that hurt happened. I know.
Amen.
I know.
Amen.
It wasn't until I got divorced that I realized I had lost me in my marriage. I didn't look out for me anymore. I didn't have any self-care. Everything I did was about celebrating that marriage. And yes, I've been anointed to be a wife and so forth and so forth. But when the dissolution of that came, and not because it was just God told me to move forward. And when I tell you, when I began to move forward is when I found me again. I didn't even know I was in bondage. And I'm not blaming him for putting me in bondage. We put ourselves in bondage because of what we allow. It wasn't a bad marriage. It wasn't a terrible marriage. It was just time. There were some things that happened that were driving it on the other end. And he decided, you know. And we're amicable now. We're the best friends now, you know. And we move. But that thing, it liberated me to who I really was, you know. So the Free Project, all of the songs that came about are declarations of freedom. The first song that I wrote, well, not that I ever wrote, but that we wrote for the project was called I Choose Free. I'm not asking for much of something I cannot grab. I'm not seeking for such of something I cannot have. But what I am fighting for is what I choose to be. And from this moment on, I choose free. Not I choose to be free, because that means you're going to swap back and forth. But I choose free, meaning every area of my life is free. And that dictates the climate that I live in. I choose free. Free from guilt. Free from pain. Free from the torment in my mind. Free from guilt. Free from shame. Free from the chains that I leave behind. And then the tag of that thing says, no more chains are binding me free. It's a state of mind. It's a state of mind. And because we have become more religious and we have become relational with God, we choose to stay in bondages that he didn't even mean for us to be in. Amen. So you find faith. I can't stay in bondage if I have faith. You know? I overflow. I got to have faith to believe that my life is going to overflow. And that's why I stay free, so I can experience overflow. So it's a very intentional project. And that's why at the beginning of it, you'll hear me say, welcome everybody to the emancipation of me, from me, to me.
Yes, yes, yes. I love it. I love it.
I want to be free. I want to be free. If I'm in Jesus, then I don't have a choice, because it says he whom the Son sets free
is free indeed. Amen.
So I want to live free. I want to live free. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Let's pause right here. Pause right here. Hold that thought. I want to find out more about this project. We have to take a quick break, or as they say in, or as we say in radio, we have to take a quick time out. I don't want you, the listeners, to miss out on a thing with this dynamic, anointed woman of God, San Franklin. So don't go anywhere. As a matter of fact, now is the perfect time to text a friend, tweet a friend, well, call a friend if you can. Let them know that they should tune in right now and hear this dynamic, anointed woman of God as she continues to tell us all about her music, her ministry, and all the wonderful things that God has blessed her with throughout the years. So don't go anywhere. Don't change that dial. As a matter of fact, turn your radios up, because right after this break, this interview continues. You know this is a rarity, right? This interview continues with the one and only San Franklin on Real Gospel.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.